This is Are You Kidding Podcast.
I can listen with my kids.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
Hey, Brandon, why did the donut go to the dentist?
Why?
To get a filling. Well, that was funny, right?
It was.
Yeah. Well, today we are interviewing the best donuts ever to exist, and we are talking to the brains behind it. Please welcome Andy Rodriguez, who is the co-owner of Salty Donuts.
That's it. What's up, guys?
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal.
Well, how's the donut life?
The donut life is good. Busy donut life, but I love it. We're having a good time.
That's a great
getting thing. Ready for a strong year, so we're excited. We're ready to crush it.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I love, well, when it's busy, that's better because you get more sales. And when it's not, I get worried sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's worrisome.
Yeah.
You know, people look, thank God, knock on wood, people are excited about what we're doing. And that's a big part of what we do. Just keep trying to keep people excited.
Yeah. And Salty Donut is a interesting name. Where did it come from?
To be honest with you, there's not really a whole lot of backstory to the name, which is funny because people ask us that all the time. They people come up with like this elaborate, like, you know, I don't know, backstory that doesn't actually exist. The story really is just my wife and I wanted it when we decided what we were going to do this thing and we were going to go for it. We just wanted a name that was going to be catchy, that people were going to remember and was different. So we just wanted something that was interesting and unique and that people were going to remember. And I think, you know, the salty donut is something that people remember. It sticks with you, you know?
Yeah, I remember my friend's dad, when we went to his house, he used to buy the salty donuts.
That's awesome.
The donuts, yeah. And I remembered it because I was like, dang, these are some really good donuts. Where'd you buy them from? He was like, Salty Donut.
Right, and then you're like, that's a weird name.
Yeah.
You know, it sticks with you.
Well, I have an uncle, and every time, we'd go to his house, he'd bring like 6 donuts from Salty Donuts. And I remember every time he brought the Nutella one.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best.
The maple bacon one.
Oh,
that one's delicious.
So good.
And the guava and cheese. That's my dad's favorite one.
Those are like the 3 of the most popular ones we make. People, they go just bonkers.
So
I love
those are like the most top sellers?
Yeah, I would say like traditional glazed by number of donuts sold is still the number one, which is hilarious because we do like the craziest things, and then people still like the traditional glazed the best. But by number of donuts sold, I would say traditional glazed, and then like right behind that, it would be like maple bacon, guava cheese, Nutella, and like white chocolate tres leches. Those are like the top.
White chocolate is good.
It's crazy how the simplest one,
right,
is the best.
And I mean, it's OG.
Correct. And we try to like, you know, we try to reinvent the wheel every time, but like also have a good mix of like simple things, but then also super crazy things because everybody likes something different. So we try not to do too much of just one kind of style, but like different styles that would appeal to anybody. So like anybody can walk in and be like, I like simple things. Cool. I have 5 things to pick from. Like I like really wild things. I have 5 things to pick from. So, you know, we try to keep it diverse.
You have some crazy donuts and you have some.
Well, what's your
calm donuts?
Calm donuts is a good word. I would say I like when we do seasonal things because they're always so delicious. So, like, right now we're doing strawberry shortcake.
Ooh,
love that.
I like strawberries.
But I'd say, like, my all-time favorite is probably the simple cake donuts are always my favorite. So, like, the brown butter and salt cake donut or the old-fashioned chocolate cake. So, like, the ones that are just, like, really good and, like, when they just come out of the fryer and they're, like, warm, oh, my God, it's just, it's
a transcending.
Yep, it's a transcending experience.
You're getting me hungry here.
Well, so you have your donut, your salty donut has like gone through the roof now, and celebrities has any celebrities like eaten your donut?
Yes, which is so funny to me. It's like my whole life I never thought that this is what I would end up doing, but I love it so much, and seeing people get excited for it is incredible. And I think just because it's like it's a really authentic brand, and the reason we do things is really authentic, it just speaks to people. So it's never like, we're not trying to place a box of donuts with a celebrity. We're not contacting their PR firm. Like, it's either inbound or somebody that just actually literally walked into the store because they just wanted to buy donuts. But yeah, we've done like, we catered Chris Bosh's birthday party a few years ago. And then just like coming through the door randomly, like a ton of Heat players, like Justin Winslow, Dwayne Wade's been through there. One of our investors is actually an NBA player. So Tim Hardaway Jr., who plays for the Dallas Mavericks. A lot of basketball. Now that I'm saying it.
Well, we play basketball. Yeah. And I know so much about basketball. But Miami Heat, that's crazy. Do you get nervous when they walk in?
You know, I don't. And this is like my first experience with anything I've ever done being around like those kinds of people. And I don't know what it is, but it's just like, I think when they come through, they're not trying to be seen. They're not trying to like get pictures of them. Like they're just coming to get donuts. And I think they're just hungry. And like, that makes me feel more at ease. I feel like if it was very fixed, like, hey, today you're going to go meet this guy, then I would get very nervous. But because they're just like at the shop and they're just like, oh, ordering stuff. And I'll just be like, hey, what's up, man? It's like, hey, what's up, dude? You know, it's like, it's just chill, you know?
It's chill.
Who doesn't want a donut?
Right? It's like, it's just a donut. Like it's, I don't know. It creates a very like chill atmosphere at the stores because of the way that we do things. So that makes me not nervous. But I think if it was planned, like, hey, today at 3, you're going to go meet this guy, then I would get nervous, you know?
Yeah, it's just selling another donut.
It's another donut to another guy that's just very tall.
Yeah. And besides donuts, have you ever planned to make other foods?
Yeah. For the first time ever, like 2 weeks ago, we did something called Salty Sunday at our South Miami store. And it was basically a chance to give, you know, we have really, really talented pastry chefs on our team. And we not that we felt bad, but they always make donuts. They make the same thing, right? They're totally different. Like every donut has so many different complexities and layers of different items that go into it. But we wanted to give them a chance to do something different and fun that they weren't doing every day. So we kind of let them, like, we have a pastry chef at the South Miami store, a pastry chef at the Wynwood store. We have a pastry chef that oversees everybody and then certain people within their team. So we basically gave all of them the responsibility of creating something that was not a donut to sell on a given Sunday. And so we did that 2 weekends ago, and we set up a tent like in the parking lot of the outside of our South Miami store, and people just like went crazy. So we did like a brioche bread loaf with strawberry jam and honey butter.
Yummy.
We did croissants. We did chocolate chip cookies with Maldon sea salt. And we did like jalapeno cheddar biscuits.
Oh.
And it was delicious. People loved it. And it was just like a fun thing to do. So like, we're already planning to do that one again. Cause I think it's, you know, like we create an atmosphere that's about a lot more than just donuts. So it was a cool way to like test it out and give our staff something fun to play around with.
Okay.
It's always good to try something new. Experiment, because you never know if it's going to be
Be the next biggest thing, and people are just like, oh my God, we loved the bread so much. Like, can you have that on the weekends? I don't know. Maybe, but
it could be the new top seller.
It could be the new top seller. You never know.
Overcome the glazed donut.
The throne will be taken down.
Okay. You said cookies on Sundays.
Yeah.
You could make a huge cookie.
You could.
Put a donut, like a sandwich.
You absolutely could.
It's probably like not the healthiest option, but you know, it's still.
It's a weekend. It's fine.
Yeah.
Calories don't count.
Weekends are the off days.
Exactly. Okay. The calories don't count.
So obviously, you know, you're a good baker.
Right.
So are you also a good chef?
Yeah, I think I'm better savory than I am at sweet. I'm lucky enough, and we're lucky enough that we have like an incredible talented team of people working with us. And so they make our job almost look like seamless and easy, but it's really hard. But from like a technical standpoint, I think I cook a lot better like salty, savory food than I do sweets, which is why we rely on such a great team to like, you know, take our visions and make them delicious. Because if it was us doing it, it'd be good, but not as good as when they do it.
Well, you could come up when people ask, where'd you get salty donut? Well, you could say, I'm a good chef.
Exactly.
And I like salty.
There you go.
Salty donuts.
We just made up the story.
Yeah,
done.
There you go.
Yay, new story.
New story.
New origin story.
So
coming soon.
Yep.
So why donuts? Is it like your favorite food or something?
I would say two things. I would say one, I feel like donuts are very nostalgic in the sense that everybody knows what a donut is.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Almost everybody loves a donut, right? And so I think it's something that appeals to a lot of different people. At the same time, it's something that can be made many different ways. So like a cookie, okay, you can have a chocolate cookie, you can have a sugar cookie, but like it's still a cookie. I feel like a donut you can do so much more with, because at the end of the day, when you strip out the filling and you strip out the topping and you strip everything out, our base is just really a brioche bread, right? So it's like a traditional French method of making bread that has eggs and butter. And so when you take everything off, you can use that as the basis for almost anything. So like we don't do it now, but we could make a savory donut, we can make a donut sandwich, we could do so many different things with a donut that you can't do with other other things. And everybody knows what it is, and everybody really loves a good donut. So we just felt like it was a good platform to do a lot of different things. And we just really also felt that nobody was doing it at a level and a capacity in which we could. And so there was just an opportunity there to do something, you know, really interesting that people were going to remember.
Yeah, you have very creative donuts. Thank you. Like, you put toppings, like, the strawberry ones.
Yeah.
It's very creative. Yeah. I like that.
It's a different take. You know, most people just, like, they're making a strawberry donut, like, they're just going to think of, like, the obvious approach. So, like, okay, we'll make strawberry jam, and we'll fill it, and we're going to cover it in powdered sugar. But we're like, okay, there's a lot more that you could do that's a lot more interesting than that. So, like, our strawberry shortcake donut starts out like a filled donut, but we actually don't fill it. We chop the top off and we scoop out some of the dough. Ooh. And then we layer in like fresh strawberry jam, and then we mix it in with pieces of like a crunchy like lemon cake, and then at the top we do like a quenelle. Do you guys know what a quenelle is?
No, I don't.
It's like a French method of scooping like a cream or something, where like you use a spoon and then you basically curl it into like a perfect sphere.
Oh, so like what you do with the ice cream?
Kind of, but like it's a very hard to get right, and so like it's like a testament to how awesome our team is, and being able to just whip out like, you know, 200 strawberry shortcakes with like these quenelles on top is really cool. So we do that, and it's just delicious, and it's like a different approach that is not the obvious way to go, which I think is a lot of what we do.
What if they mess it up, like they don't get it like a perfect sphere?
You got to see these people. Like they're
perfect.
It's unbelievable. Like when we have someone new that's learning how to do quenelles, like they'll practice, and then once they get good at it, it's like they're like machines. Like I see them and I'm like, I don't know how I do this, they're just like bam, bam, bam. It's crazy, and they're like, they're perfect. It's insane.
The creativity that goes into these donuts is insane.
It's crazy.
Like, wait, I have one question.
Yeah.
For you and your wife, do you both like come up with ideas? And if you do, like, is it like a competition between you guys? Like, who can make the better one, the better design, the better
flavor? No, I would say a couple things. I think, one, it's always kind of split. Like, we're always bouncing ideas off of each other. Two, I think Amanda tends to be more like, she's more cued in with what the consumer and our customer is looking for, whereas I'm just like, the crazier the better.
Yeah.
So like, it's a good balance, because if the whole menu was just donuts that I wanted to make, I bet you nobody would want to eat them. Or not nobody, but a lot less people would want to eat them. So Amanda is really good at taking like something that maybe I take a little bit off the deep end and like reeling it back into reality and being like, okay, that's a good idea, but like that's a little too wild. So like, how do we make this appeal to more people? So she's really good with that, which is why she heads up all of our marketing efforts, because she's just so cued into what people want. And at the end of the day, marketing is just saying like, how do we take our brand, or how do we take a product, or how do we take a service, and how do we market that to our customer? And so Amanda really understands our customer. So I think it's a joint effort, but she really knows how to take something that maybe is like a little too complicated and simplify
and balance it out
and make it so that everybody's going to love it.
So what I'm guessing is that Amanda made the glazed donut.
that would be, that's a good determination.
Well, glazed donut comes back from a long time.
Correct.
And speaking of competitions, me and my brother always get into competitions, because we do like a sock design, like competition.
Oh, that's cool.
See which design is better.
Sick.
And we always ask my mom, but she says both of them.
So that's the best answer. Politically correct answer.
Yeah, and also we also had a competition the other day, because me and my brother, it was our dad's birthday, so we were like, okay, who can make the better birthday card?
Right.
And my design, basically, his dream card, basically, is a Chevrolet Suburban.
That's awesome.
So I was like, you may not have this, but at least you have us. Happy birthday.
Well, he has a Chevrolet Tahoe, which is like
the mini.
Yeah, yeah, it's a smaller version. Yep.
But he really wants a Suburban.
That's awesome.
And also put PS, go look outside the driveway. You might like what you see. And then I put, made you look.
Well, mine was way better, because, well, I like did nice stuff, like number one dad, best chef.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, but my dad's a really good cook. You guys should do a
collaboration.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or a cook-off.
A cook-off.
That'd be great.
That's awesome.
Imagine he makes like steak, because he makes it pretty good. It's somehow
really good, not pretty good.
That like slices. You just got to like slice it up and just do like, I don't know, something cool.
Yeah.
And then Amanda will take us all back to reality and be like, guys, we can't do this.
Like, guys, we can't
place donut.
Well, that's smart, because a steak donut, like, rather just have steak with a donut.
There you go.
There you go.
Donuts for dessert.
Steak for dinner.
So how did you get started? You must have, like, gone through a lot, right?
Yeah, it was very hard. We started about a year before we actually opened, just figuring out that we even wanted to do this for real. And once we determined that that was the case, we basically just took the rest of the year to like come up with as much data as humanly possible. Because I think to make informed decisions, you need to have as much data as you possibly can. So we went to like 15 of the top donut shops in the country all over the U.S., and we just sat there for hours like a bunch of crazy people. And we just counted like everything that was going on. So we counted like how many people were coming in per hour, what were the peak times, what were the slow times, how many donuts people were buying, what the popular flavors were. And we basically used that to create like reverse engineer a business plan and figure out like what we thought a donut shop could do in revenue. And then we just filled in the blanks to like work backwards and say, you know, how much is rent? Well, we can determine that, you know, how much is cost of goods? How much are this? And then we basically built a business plan. Yeah. And then we use that as the basis to determine, like, is this really a viable business and can we do this? And then once we kind of finish that, like, exploratory period, then it's time to, like, kind of, like, put up or shut up and, like, actually do the thing. So, like, we had it all planned out in theory and spreadsheets and books, but we didn't actually have a business. So the next step was like, we need to actually do this. Right. So then it became that phase of the business. And then, the building we had signed a lease in, which is where our Wynwood store is now, was really far delayed. So we were trying to figure out how do we open and not have to wait for the building to be open. And so what we did is we purchased the trailer from Ohio and we converted it into like a donut shop pop-up thing, and that's how we opened December of 2015, and then sort of from there we just kept building and building and building till, you know, where we are now.
Now, before you started the business, did you have a job before?
Yeah. So I've had a lot of jobs, but I would say after like my normal 9-to-5 jobs, which I had either during college or after, my first take was helping a friend with his small business, which was not in food, it was in automotive technology. And that just like sparked a whole new interest in me and not know and something that I didn't know. And so kind of seeing how he ran his small business and being there with him at the helm really kind of motivated me to want to do it myself too. So about a year later I founded my first company, which was a small, also automotive technology company in a different capacity. It was more on manufacturing. And then that was my first small business, which I failed miserably. Then I opened another small business also in the same space, which also failed miserably. And then I was a partner at a company that also did automotive manufacturing, but different kind. And then I left because it was just a bad partnership. And then after that is when I started Salty. So this will be my fourth small business. The first two failed miserably. The third was a hot disaster because of the wrong people. And then this is my first actual real time, I guess, having like some real success in owning my own business, which is really exciting, but also really scary and really challenging. And I think this time I really figured out that what was missing before was just like an incredible sense of passion that never lets you give up.
It's also crazy how you went from automotive technology to donuts.
Yeah.
How did you like, what made you want to change?
Well, because my whole life and during all those companies and all my jobs, my passion has always been food. So I love cars and I love automotive, the automotive space, and I love automotive technology, but that was more like, I viewed it more as a job, I guess, and less of like my passion. My whole life, even when I was like 6 years old, has always been cooking, being in the kitchen, gathering around the dinner table and like making things for family. That's always been my passion. Every time I travel because of food. Every time we go on vacation, it's based around where we're going to go eat. Like, it's always based around food.
And yeah, that's us too. Yeah. Us too.
It's always like, where are we going to go? And like, that is answered by how many restaurants do I want to try in that city?
Well, let me tell you about a true story of like, your business has gone through a lot of success. And one time I had a basketball tournament and we had like 4 hours in between games.
Right.
And me and my mom were going to go to Salty Donuts. And it wasn't even that late. It was only like 2:30 p.m. But we went and I was like, where's the donuts? They're all sold out.
Gone.
Yeah. And my mom was like, we'll go next. We'll go the next day. But we did. Wild. We went like 11 and we got our donuts.
There you go. You made it happen. You guys are true fans.
Yeah. I also remember one time me and my mom went to go to your Salty Donuts and it was pouring.
Oh my god.
But we still went. We still
well, it never ceases to amaze me, the people that like through like hurricanes and fire, they still, it's like, it's an incredible feeling to just like to know that you created something that people want and they want to be a part of. And so like no matter if it's rain, shine, snow, hurricane, people are still into it. Like, it's the number one compliment you can ever get.
Because it shows that people really care about what you correct. Do and love what you do.
Yeah, which is the reason we do it.
Yeah. How do you feel about kids who have their own business?
I think it's incredible. I mean, obviously, I have my own business, or we have our own business, and I cannot see myself doing anything else. There's nothing wrong with having a job. I mean, a majority of the population has a job. I don't think being a small business owner is for everybody. I think it's actually for not a lot of people. And the reason I say that is because it's really hard. I mean, you guys, yeah, I'm sure have seen it too. Like, it's very difficult, and you have to be so passionate, and you have to be positive all the time, even when things are going negatively. And that's not something that everybody could do. So I think, first of all, I would say, like, you guys need to applaud yourselves in doing something that's very difficult to do. And the fact that you're doing it so young is only going to mean you're going to be that much better at it when you get older. But I think it's never too early, and I think it's never too late to start your own business. I would just say it takes an unbelievable amount of determination and passion, because everybody around you, especially as you keep growing and then you start having employees, they're always looking at you to be the one that's inspiring and motivating everyone when things are good and when things are bad. So, like, keeping that positive attitude and always being like, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to figure it out. We're going to do it better next time. You know, that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And not everybody could do it. So I say kudos to you guys. And, like, it's incredible that you're doing it so young, because I think when time goes by, then you guys are just going to be, I mean, you're going to be savage when you guys are older, because it's like, you've already got 15 years on everybody else that's going to start a business.
Well, you said my saying. My saying is, you're never too young or too old to start a business. You could correct. Be 7 or 70. You correct. Just have to have the passion.
That's
to
it. It doesn't matter. You could do it at the end of your career when you're retired. You could yeah. do it before you ever even have a job. It doesn't matter. You just have to be passionate about it and love what you do and not be scared to fail.
And you said you went through a lot of downhills.
Yeah.
When you went through downhills, did you ever feel like you wanted to quit?
I would say no. And the reason I say that is not because I didn't want to, but because when you're in business for the right reasons and you're incredibly passionate about what you're doing, you don't even see that as an option. So, like, for me, it's like, that's not even an option. It's like, the only option is to figure out a different way. Yeah. Whether the different way might mean like a small change, or a different way might mean like, this is not going to work. I have to respect that it's not going to work. And we need to just, like, you know, put this away and start something else. I don't know. But it could be that extreme, or it could just be something as small as like, we got to make a few changes. But I think when you don't have a plan B, like when the only plan is this will succeed, or I will do something else that will succeed, then you just, like, you get in this mindset where you're just like, you just don't give up. You're just like, I'm always going to find a way. I'm yeah. always going to find a way to make it happen one way or another. And then as you keep going through these moments in life that are negative and that are impacting you in a negative way, and you overcome them, and you do that once, you do it twice, you do it 10 times, you do it 30 times, then you just kind of figure out like, okay, well, clearly, it's like, I'm not invincible, but with the right team, with the right people, with the right passion, with the right attitude, I will figure out a way to make it work. And I think that's what you need to own a small business. It's like, no matter what happens, you don't quit. You just figure out a different way.
Yeah, you need to be determined, because if correct. You're not, what's the point?
Right. You're going to hit.
Care.
You're
don't have
hit,
a passion.
Yep. You're going to hit the first obstacle, and then you're just going to give up. You know, yeah. So it's like, you just got to be ruthless and relentless, but always do it kindly and always do it humanely, and make sure everybody around you is being treated like as fair as humanly possible. And then you just have your eyes on the prize on what you want to accomplish, and you just go. You just don't stop.
Super true.
Well, do you have we work with a lot of charities.
Yeah.
And we wanted to know if you, like, work with any charities, or you even have a charity donut.
We've done a bunch of them, which is incredible. We've done Style Saves. We've done, like, breast cancer awareness we do every year, and we donate proceeds from that. We've done Autism Speaks as well. We've done a lot of those events, whether it's like a donut at our store where proceeds get donated, or we donate donuts for a particular event, or we donate like a gift card for an auction raffle. We've even donated like a private masterclass where, like, you know, a group of 6 people can come to the shop. We give them like a special tutorial on how to make our donuts. Then they get like a full tasting. Ooh. We auctioned that off once, which is a lot of fun. We've done a ton of those things, and we do them every year because it's so important. Like, the community that you're in is everything you've got. And so you have to give back to the community. You have to give back to those that are in need. And so every year we try to do as much as humanly possible about that.
Yeah. It's very important to give back to charity, because you never know if one day you'll need help.
100%.
Mm-hmm. And also, for your son, because we all know you have a son.
Yeah.
When you get him into business, will you teach him about charity and the points about giving back?
Absolutely. I think the first, you know, he's way too little, so I don't know his personality yet. But from what I could determine so far, he's only 9 months old. But I think I'm starting to see his personality a little bit. And I think he's a really, really, really happy guy. Like, he's always just, like, happy, which is incredible. So I think the first thing is, like, understanding his personality so that I can place him somewhere in what we're doing that he's going to be able to succeed. Because I think in myself, you know, growing up and going through so many different challenges and trying to create my own business, I realized that, like, the right people need to be in the right roles doing the right things. And when you have a problem where someone's not performing, it's not that that person can't perform, it's that that person maybe is in the wrong role. And, like, the first thing you do before you do anything else is you give them different chances to do different things. So I think the first thing I'm going to do with Jordy, because that's his name, is figure out, like, when I see his personality, be like, okay, I think he would be a great, like, leader, or I think he'd be a great behind the scenes doing, you know, what, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm going to gauge his personality. We're going to get him involved, and then I'm going to make him learn how to make every single donut on the menu. So I'm going to be like, until you know how to make every single donut on the menu perfectly, nothing's going to happen. And then from there, for sure, he's always going to be involved in all those things that we do that are charity related. And I'm going to make sure he understands how important that is, so that hopefully one day, whether it's this business or another business or who knows what, if he wants to take over the family business, because maybe he doesn't, and that's cool too, you know, I'm going to make sure in whatever he does, he always has a level of a kind heart and treats everyone very humanely, and make sure that he's always being able to figure out not what can I do for myself, but how can I give back to other people. Yes. For sure.
Our parents also taught us about philanthropy and how important it is to give back.
Yeah.
And after they told us about it and taught us about it, all we want to do is give back to the community.
That's incredible.
And we just want to help everyone in need.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they also taught us about, like, the type of diseases that a lot of people go through.
100%.
And we have to be grateful that we don't have this, and that other people are struggling and going through worse. And 100%. You have to be, you don't get mad because you can't get something, because there's other people who don't get what they want and, right, like, have cancer.
Right.
And so we have to do everything to help give back.
100%.
Yeah, like, when we were younger, our parents told us about cancer, what it was.
Right. And
our first thought was like, wow.
Right. This exists. Like, wow.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So then they also told us about ways we could, like, you know, help people with cancer. And
right,
we're like, do it. Let's do this. Come on. We got to help those in need.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think parents should always teach their kids about different diseases and how to give back to those.
Absolutely. Agree 1,000% with you guys.
Yeah. Well, I have two more jokes, if that's okay with
that
you.
That sounds perfectly fine.
Okay. So, what's a pilot's favorite donut?
I have no idea.
A plain donut. I mean, I don't understand why everyone does this joke. What's a pilot's favorite bagel? What's a pilot's favorite pizza? But I just had to put it in there.
I haven't heard that one. Okay. That's a good one.
Why did the clock at the donut shop stop working?
I have no idea.
This might take you quite a while to understand, but because it always went back 4 seconds.
Oh, got it.
It always went back 4 seconds.
It took me a second to figure out what we were talking about.
Well, we want to thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me. This
thank
is awesome.
You for being here.
Yeah, you guys are welcome. Thank you. Anytime, you let me know. I'm happy to be a part of it. And maybe next time, once Jordy learns how to talk, we could have him on the podcast too.
Well, I'm getting hungry. We'll probably go to Salty Donuts.
There you
pick
go.
Pick up a quick donut. Well, thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having us. Thank this is you. Awesome.
You just heard Are You Kidding Podcast.
You guys are the best.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.